This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You just dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Talking about the Amazon monster that is attending to consume Whole Foods. Apparently the deal is not quite yet done. Mark, you said it's possible that Walmart could swoop in with an offer.
I don't think I said
this.
I think it might have been Conan.
Okay, maybe Conan.
J.P. Morgan research analyst said in a note Thursday that Walmart could be drawn to Whole Foods for its relatively wealthier customers and strong brand. He, however, also said that they probably don't have enough money
to compete
with Amazon, who has a treasure trove of wealth available for the bid.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's hard to believe that Walmart wouldn't be able to throw down, this was only a $13.7 billion deal. That would seem like chump change for a company like Walmart.
If it went into a bidding war, it would, of course, go up from there. And, of course, this is a company that you're going to have to deal with, and it just might not be worth it in the long run. Because, I mean, Walmart already has its own brand of food.
That's true. Sam's Club.
Amazon has tried this, and you can only get their brands through Amazon Prime, and I can't tell you what they are because I haven't a clue.
You're not a Prime customer.
At least I can tell you Walmart is like, I forget.
Sam's.
Sam's Club.
Well, they have another offshoot.
Great Value.
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So they don't really need, unless they were trying to take out some competition, Walmart really doesn't need to introduce more brands into the system, especially when they're not trying to sell to the wealthier folk. They're trying to sell to the scuzzes and the scragadads and the dirtbags.
This whole thing,
people like us,
cheapskates. This whole thing reminds me of in the radio industry, often somebody would they'd say, you know what, it'd be really fun to buy a radio station. Now they don't know anything about radio; they just think it's a good idea to buy one. I don't know that either Amazon nor Walmart are particularly qualified to run this particular very niche sort of grocer.
Why not? I mean, all they have to do is just keep the same staff that's on.
Yep.
They're the ones that run the store. You don't have to know how to run Whole Foods to buy the place.
Lots of people think that.
Yeah.
That you just, it doesn't matter who's at the top. Everybody else at the bottom will take care of it.
As long as the person at the top is not micromanaging.
The people at the bottom are at the bottom for a reason.
Yeah, but as long as the person, as long as Jeff Bezos doesn't get in there and micromanage it to death and lets the professionals that have been running Whole Foods presumably successfully for as long as they have continue to run it, then nothing in theory should change. But of course, there are going to be some ideas to make it more efficient.
Yeah, but
bring the prices down.
How many CEOs in power who got there because they like power and they like telling other people what to do
are actually going to
allow laissez-faire type business to take its place? And they don't. They want to push all the buttons.
They want to get in there and make the operation more efficient. You know that. That's what Amazon does. They want to get in there and replace the employees with robots so they can bring the prices down. And then if they've got the cheapest organic food or whatever, then more people are going to want to shop there at that point. So we'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. We can share more of what the employees of Whole Foods are having to say about the potential for a takeover. But first, let's go to the phones to Skype, actually, in this case, where Stefan is on the line in Ohio. Hello, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to know what you guys thought of the idea of, I've been hearing this a lot lately, fat shaming. What do you make of that?
Fat shaming?
Yeah, some people have said, if you tell me I'm unhealthy because I weigh, 400 pounds, you're just fat shaming.
You're covered in gross, disgusting, subcutaneous fat. So, I've heard of this this phenomenon. I don't think it's nice to just say mean things to people just for kicks. You probably should just keep your little thoughts to
yourself.
If
you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all, right?
Right.
That's what mother taught you.
I think that if you go out on the internet, putting pictures of your, you know, size 22 butt in very skimpy clothing, that somebody's liable to call you pudgy, and that that's just how the internet works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I'm not going to call that fat shaming. You can call it fat shaming if you want. It's not going to get me too whipped up.
That's fat trolling.
Right. You know, on both sides of it. I guess, I think we all know what a healthy human being looks like. And it generally, it means, you know, a little bit of pudge isn't too bad. But when you're starting to get to 20 or 25%, it's getting to be a problem. I'm 202 pounds with a 36-inch waist, and I've got high blood pressure. The doctor told me just a week and a half ago that I should lose a little weight.
I think you pointed out the individuals who do need a little fat shaming, and those are the ones who are proud of it.
Yep.
And they actually flaunt it, and they go out there and they play the victim. Like, it's kind of a reverse victim where they're proud of something that they should not be so proud of. And they put themselves out there. And I think those individuals should get whatever comes at them.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just going around being mean to people and, you know, yeah, that's, you know, that's not so nice.
Right. The internet is the place where those two people meet.
Yep.
Or that same person who is going to Walmart wearing very relieving clothing with Juicy on the rear end.
I am a fan of peopleofwalmart.com. I like to go there every once in a while, feel very superior to the people I see at peopleofwalmart.com. I'm convinced now that people dress strangely at Walmart for the sole purpose
so
of
they can
ending
get
up
included
on that website.
But now, if this person is your loved one, a member of your family, or a member of your inner group, and they are unhealthy and they are hurting themselves, whether it be some substance they're using or they're just letting themselves go, and they're, you know, if you don't say anything, I mean, who is being more cruel? You not saying anything, or you trying to help your friend actually better themselves? Like, hey, come to the gym with me. Hey, are you eating those burgers and fries when you know it? It's not good for you.
It's probably not the burgers and fries. It's probably the ice cream and cookies afterwards.
Well, I was going to bring that up. I always used to get flack in my family when I was younger because my sister was always a heavyset person, but my parents wouldn't do anything about it or say anything.
Why would you get flack for your sister being heavyset?
No, I used to say, hey, man, you might want to lose a little bit of weight. That's not healthy. You're going to have a heart attack at, like, age 30. And I would always get crap for it. Like,
but
you
don't
shouldn't
they know?
Say,
I mean, don't people who are, you know, very overweight know? Obviously, they know it. They know it every time they get out of the car or get up from bed. It's more difficult because of that.
The thing is, I hate the term fat shaming, like you look at it as a bad thing. I see it as kind of like a tough love thing. If you don't let somebody, like, constantly feel bad for it, they're not going to change it. Because if everybody's, like, praising them for it, like, oh, good for you, you're fat, you know, I feel like they're not going to make any changes.
I don't know anybody who praises people who are fat.
Well,
but
even
I think
let
that
it be passive.
So there's an article.
I just leave people alone. It's none of my business.
There's an article out that I read.
Actually,
about,
you don't, because you're paying for their health care when they get diabetes and they die
exactly
at 40. You are paying for it.
That much is true.
Yeah.
So there was an article out about this, this healthy mom of two kids or whatever who's like, you can do it. Get rid of that disgusting subcutaneous fat. Come on, come on, come on. Like she's
with her own kids?
No, just she's doing posts online encouraging in her way people to stop making excuses and blah, blah, blah.
That she was getting flack?
And some of these snowflakes, and I don't know how else you'd describe these particular people, these snowflakes ran up on this lady and they're like, hey, yeah, you shouldn't be saying that. Some of us have medical issues. I have a thyroid problem. Right? Like,
I have
whatever,
a glandular problem.
Right? I got glandular problems. I keep on eating the glands of animals. you know, whatever it is, they're out there. They're going after this lady who's just a workout mom. You know, mm-hmm. She's just, I'm invigorated by step machine. beans and 5 pound weights. You know, she's excited. And she's trying to get other people excited. She's trying to communicate to people who want, you know, rock hard.
But she was just posting on her own page.
Well, she was like, I think these people are on Instagram. They put pictures of themselves. They become sort of Instagram stars, if there is such a thing. I mean, you know, it's like saying that celebritarians exist.
We were told we're supposed to get an Instagram today. That's like supposed to be a thing.
Instagram's a thing.
More coming up here in moments. If you want to continue with fat shaming and you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE. Thanks, Stefan, for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared, and to do it, you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. We're talking about big companies like Amazon and Walmart taking over operations of other big companies like Whole Foods, where it looks like it's, I don't know how close the deal is to being done, but they're certainly the people in the news are talking as though Amazon is pretty much going to buy Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. Obviously, some employees are rightfully concerned that their jobs may be done for within a matter of months or years after the takeover completes. And again, a reasonable concern considering that's basically what Amazon does. They come in there and they make things more efficient, just like, you know, Walmart does the same thing. But Amazon is really known for bringing in automation to replace people. So we can continue with that discussion here. Ended up getting onto a topic about fat shaming from our caller in Ohio, Stefan, and he brought that up. And I guess I don't see it the same way as Stefan does. To me, it's like none of my business what somebody wants to do with their body. I don't feel like it's appropriate, even if it's somebody who I know really, really well, to just be telling them what they ought to be doing with their life.
And, you know? And if you didn't have to worry about paying for their health care later in life, I would be on the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I am. And that's why I'm against the socialist government, because I don't believe that we should be paying for each other's, forcefully paying for each other's health care or education or anything. And when that becomes a part of the system, then that's why you have so many people coming forward and they're like, hey, well, I should have a say in how your children are educated or in how health care is run or in how all this and that occur.
Yeah, but how many of the people who are doing what they call fat shaming are doing it because of socialist health care?
I think this has turned into a microaggression, and that just the lady actually trying to help youngsters who've gotten off on the wrong path, she is being targeted for simply trying to help these individuals, and that's what it's come to.
Well, wait, now you were talking about this lady, right, Mark? The one who was posting, the mom, super fit mom or whatever,
right,
who's posting it. She's posting that on her own page, right? She's not going to a fat person's Facebook page and posting all over their pictures about how they need to get working out, and
yeah,
she can help them.
Not my understanding of what was occurring.
Right. That would be a tacky thing to do.
It might be, but,
if you run a motivational health page and you're like, hey, if you're overweight, call me up, I'll be your personal trainer, that's different. That's, you know, advertising a service. That's trying to encourage, sort of in your own realm, people to do the right thing. I think that's a fine thing to do. But to target somebody on their own, you know, website or page,
but,
or
Ian,
in person, and, you know, make fun of them.
This is the world where, Nike can't say just do it anymore.
Really?
Like, it has to be, roll over and take a nap is the new, symbol. Whatever.
They've had to, right?
Because it's, I mean, like, I'm not, I don't know how to describe this to you, but there's just a bunch of snowflakes out there is the new terminology we use to describe these sort of bedwetters that are constantly worried about, you know, are you saying exactly the right thing in exactly the right way? Have you used the proper diction? Sure, it's okay to encourage people to be more healthy, but you got to do it exactly the right way, the way that I prescribe, you know, and all these social justice warriors, or whatever the terminology is you wish to use for them, they're just busy worrying about how other people talk.
No, here's their problem. The social justice warriors, the snowflakes that you're speaking of, they have an envy problem, and they have a problem with competition. So you've got this lady who is actually advancing in life. She's doing well for herself, and she's trying to help others, and they just can't handle it. No. You need to come down to our level. And that's what it really comes to, because they can't stand competition.
Hmm.
That's what it boils down to.
Yeah, I think they simply cannot handle somebody disagreeing with them either. Like on Free Talk Live, we may tell you you're wrong, but you'll have the opportunity to say, you know, to speak your wrongness out onto the radio.
Well, sure, and when
people just freak the F out.
Yeah, but when you call into a talk show, you expect to get into a conversation that may not necessarily be an agreeable conversation.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are listening to their own bubble of talk show,
mm-hmm.
And so listen to this the Toad Limbaugh, or who's the blonde girl? I mean, they only let people call Ingram. They only let people call who are in their bubble and who are going to agree with them, and they will cut you off in a heartbeat if you start talking the other way.
They sure will. That's true.
Unlike this show, where if you want to, you know, disagree with us, we welcome it because it's Free Talk Live.
Let's go to the phones, where Patrick is in Ohio, listening online via TuneIn. Hello, Patrick. Hello, Patrick in Ohio, listening online. Patrick going once. Patrick in Ohio going twice. We're going to put Patrick back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. And go to the other Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. This Patrick sounds like he's there. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to chime in yesterday. I did some research last night on that wall situation.
Okay.
You know, where there's for Trump. I looked. I didn't get really numbers. I wish I had them in front of me. But there's a lot of money left out in the government for these solar panels and things. So if somebody was to look into a company of money that's just sitting there, that's already been designated to, you know, to be distributed for improving the U.S. or whatever you want to call it, there's a lot of money still sitting in that pot.
You're saying for the solar panel subsidies, that money?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not the same thing as, you know, that's for private individuals or companies who adopt solar panels.
Remember
I don't think
I
it would
saying?
Be the same for the government putting them on every piece of border wall that might be built down in the south. This is what he's referring to, Conan, is apparently somebody, Trump, proposed to put solar panels up.
I heard
on
it.
The wall.
It's ridiculous.
I think the wall should be a giant mall, one of those duty-free malls, and then they can attract employment from one side and sell goods and services to the other. I think you'd find people relocating out there to these locations for just the better prices that they would necessarily get, because you'd essentially be importing low wages.
That'd be the Great Mall of America. So
I think it's a better idea.
But can you see it from space?
I don't know.
The Great Wall of America.
Is it true that you can actually see the Great Wall of China from space, or is that a myth?
I think you can see a lot of things from space nowadays with the advanced technology.
I think the government can see the dirt under your fingernails from space.
Patrick, anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, and the fat shaming, you're absolutely right. Youngsters or people nowadays, they're so sensitive. I mean, and you're right about the competition. The competition situation, well, I was raised with it. I mean, you literally competed for, if you wanted to be something, you had to compete for it. It wasn't a given. And I think today, you know, it's really bad. I mean, you have to watch everything you say in my field, you know. But nowadays, you can say stuff to other officers and it doesn't matter. But when you're in the public, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, I bet. You know, I bet as an officer, you absolutely have to watch everything you say.
And there are a lot of fat cops too.
Well,
because a lot of departments.
I'm proud of it.
A lot of thanks for the call, Patrick. You can hear him patting his belly there, I think.
I don't think that all the fitness stuff for cops, I mean, really, how often do police actually have to chase somebody down in order to keep people safe?
I think police should stay fit, and a lot of departments don't require it after they hire them.
If I'm paying for it.
More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true taste and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. You go to Bitcoin.com, and you will get the news of the day about what's going on in the Bitcoin universe at news.bitcoin.com. Maybe you're brand new to Bitcoin. You want to learn about the basics. Just go to Bitcoin.com, and they will explain it to you in an easy-to-understand manner. You will understand the ideas behind this amazing decentralized distributed cryptocurrency. It is wonderful. You go to Bitcoin.com to learn a lot more. Also, there's a forum there so you can get interactive with other Bitcoiners.
Right. It's not just beginner information. They have advanced information there, too. It's the news source for all things Bitcoin and crypto.
One of the headlines right now over at news.bitcoin.com is a Canadian luxury home is currently listed on sale on Beijing Craigslist for 1,075 bitcoins. Private schools are accepting bitcoin for tuition. I mean, these are some cool headlines. You can go and check them out over at news.bitcoin.com. And, of course, we've been following closely, as has bitcoin.com, with the ongoing struggles behind the scenes in the Bitcoin universe. What will be the future of Bitcoin? Will they be able to fix the problems with Bitcoin scaling issues that have been happening, where the fees have been going insane? And it does appear that the SegWit 2x New York agreement is on its way to being implemented.
I got to say it's some of the best news I've gotten all year.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it as well, and we'll keep you in the loop as it continues to develop. You can also follow along over at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, you can call in about anything you want. We've been talking sort of off and on about Amazon, a potential takeover for Whole Foods. Reuters approached a dozen employees in California, New York, Illinois, South Carolina, and Rhode Island, and many of them said they'd been told by managers not to speak to reporters. Several workers expressed relief and happiness about the planned sale, which came as Whole Foods was facing pressure from hedge fund investor Yana Partners to improve results. Whole Foods recently overhauled its board and redoubled cost-cutting efforts, seeking to change a high-price image that has tagged it with the name Whole Paycheck. But Whole Foods has lost market share to rivals Kroger Company, Walmart stores, Costco Wholesale Corporation, and others that have elbowed into the natural and organic segment.
Yeah, I would have thought that it would be more. There's other higher-end grocery stores that are out there, and I would have just thought that those were the ones that Whole Foods was losing market share to. But, you know, maybe it's not.
Are there others that are like chains, like Whole Foods?
Yeah, there's one that the name isn't
Trader
named,
something or other.
Trader Joe's. Yeah, that's right. Thank you so much. I know that one out there. I know that they tend to be lower cost and they've got more of their own brands in there. But my wife's excited about that particular place too. Whenever we go over towards Nashua. Yeah, Nashua or wherever, she stops off and gets. There's things that she likes there. I don't know what the hell they are.
I shop at Aldi's.
Yeah, Aldi's is great.
That's great for cheap people.
Do they have everything you need?
It's good food.
Do they have everything that you need at Aldi's?
No, I have to go to the other places every now and then. But, you know, if you're looking for the price.
The basics, right?
Aldi's is the price.
It's not bad. I mean, there are some things that are little, that doesn't work. But usually they don't stay on the shelf long. They figure out real quick if they've got bad food on the shelf.
And
they
mark it down, get it out.
Yeah, they'll mark it down, get it out, and never see it again. They'll switch it out for something that actually sells.
I've heard in some places they sell gallons of milk for as little as 65 cents a gallon.
That's insane.
Here they sell it for $1.50, which is, you know, outrageous. I used to consider milk to be like a $4 a gallon thing, but we
think $1.50 is outrageously cheap.
Yeah, it's outrageously cheap. We had to feed some pigs for some time, some baby pigs that were in the house that were ill, and so we got a bunch of milk, and we were just buying it from Aldi's at $1.50 a gallon. Good Lord, it's cheap, and they certainly like it.
Some workers at the non-union grocery chain wondered whether Amazon, known for its hard-driving culture, would mean big changes to their pay, benefits, or employment. Sasha Hardin, 28 years old, said, quote, I think they're a very profit-driven company, so there might be some streamlining as far as labor. She's been with Whole Foods for 6.5 years. Los Angeles deli worker in his 30s, who's expecting his first child this summer, is worried about layoffs. He says, I want to keep working, but he didn't want his name to be used.
Yeah.
Whole Foods has a corporate culture that prizes inclusive decision-making, such as allowing workers to vote on benefits every 3 years and disclosing executive pay. Rhode Island store Bagger in Providence said, quote, I've heard that Amazon's culture is really cutthroat. That worries me, he said. At least one customer was concerned that an Amazon purchase would further distance Whole Foods from its roots as a purveyor of premium organic and specialty foods. Quote, this store has become a money-making machine, said Tony Castro, a 40-year-old private chef who shops daily in Whole Foods' sprawling downtown Los Angeles stores. Story from Reuters.com. So, needless to say, some people are concerned for the future of Whole Foods, and changes are likely going to occur.
Yeah.
If you're working in a low-skilled job, you need to start thinking about other options. You really need to start thinking about things, some product or service that you can bring to the marketplace.
There's only so many high-skill jobs out there, right?
Yeah, I wasn't talking about jobs. I was saying that you need to think about a product or service that you can bring to the marketplace where you don't have to rely on some corporation to employ you,
right.
And start doing that.
You call having your own business something other than having a job. You consider working for somebody else a job.
That's what a job is, yes.
Well, I don't know that that's the definition.
Let's find out.
The things that need to be done, and they're called jobs.
I get what you're saying there.
It's my job every day to get up and sell ads for Free Talk Live. I don't work for you. You don't work for me. But that's just the nomenclature.
Number one, a piece of work, especially a specific task done as part of the routine of one's occupation or for an agreed price to a post of employment, full-time or part-time position. So, yeah, you can use the more generic version of that.
So, either way, you know, when it comes to a job out there, there's going to have to be a lot of service industry jobs until the robots take all those jobs.
What are we away? What are we, like a decade away from that? I mean, that's sooner than you think. I saw a headline recently where there's a chef robot. They actually have a robot with, like, you know, arms that can cook and chop and, you know, do the things
I've
that a chef
can do. I've seen the fast food restaurants are working on, you know, being able to produce their food without humans back there in the kitchen. And I think that's fascinating. It's going to be a very, very interesting world once that occurs. I imagine that payroll is a significantly large portion of costs when it comes to fast food.
I think the big question is that, because, like I said, make yourself important. What do you do here, son? You know, be that guy who's actually fixing the robots.
That's really important.
Question is, what are you going to do with the other 80% of the population who aren't working? They can't find it because there is no jobs available, but they're still able to live off of these robots. I mean, you would think that everything, the price of things are going to come down. Everything's right. going to come down because you have such cheap labor that you don't have to worry about pensions.
Maybe
you don't have to worry about... Well, that's and I think that's why this crazy universal basic income is so huge right now. Everyone's talking about it.
Right now,
you got Zuckerberg talking about it.
I've got a story right in my show prep about a panhandler who turned down work because why in the world would he do that, you know, work 8 hours a day for the stuff what he can make in 3.5?
Right. You can make plenty of money panhandling.
Right. And maybe we've come to the point where it just doesn't make any sense to have a low-end job. Panhandling makes more sense. Grow some facial hair, get some grubbies and go out there and panhandle. I don't know. I don't give money to panhandlers. I give it to the local, you know, before we were doing the orphanage in Africa, every year I gave to the local homeless shelter. But, you know, right now my focus is on building a orphanage in Africa at hope.freetalklive.com.
But what I'm saying, though, is the wealth redistribution is so upsetting to me right now. What's it going to look like in 30 years when it's all being taken away from these big companies, these big companies, and it is being handed out to allow people to actually live, and meanwhile their robots are having to take care of us all.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just a crazy.
It's crazy.
How's it going to work? And I don't know that we're going to get there.
I don't either. I don't know. I don't want to, you know, send it through the government, give them more power. Every time they've gotten power and money, they've abused it, and I don't think they're a good solution for that.
There's a story here from Forbes.com from late last year about a robot kitchen or a robot chef that can cook 100 meals and even cleans up afterwards. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you.
All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here and bring up whatever you want. Everything from the Amazon takeover of Whole Foods to robotic chefs. Talking about kind of the future that really isn't that far away at this point. A lot of this stuff is in the works right now. It is
no longer science fiction.
No, really. The Moly Kitchen, according to Forbes.com, is going to be launching in 2018, supposedly. And the video we were watching, I think, is not an actual product that we were seeing with the arms. Conan,
it was a guy with his arms and robot sticking through the wall.
I think it was computer generated to show what they want to happen. They're still looking for investors, and they have some prototypes. But they are going to, they intend to make a Master Chef robot that exists in your kitchen.
Available to the masses.
Yes, at some point. Yes, it'll likely be available to the super rich at first, like many things, just like, plasma televisions and LCD TVs. The prices have come down to where in another 10 years or 5 years after that, everybody might just have themselves a robotic chef. And wouldn't that be great? I mean, obviously there's some people who love to cook. But, I don't care about cooking. I don't spend any time in the kitchen cooking. I've got stuff I need to do that to me is way more important than cooking. But I would love to have a robot chef in there cranking out some delicious meals. I mean, I love to eat what people love to cook.
I don't. I wondered to myself if what is the sort of monetary value of a robotic chef?
Yeah, how many meals does it have to prepare before it pays for itself?
Right,
that's a good question.
That's the question I have. And remember, the time that you save, the time that the vast majority of people save on not cooking a meal will likely be spent with their butt in front of a television set.
Yeah,
It could be
in front of their computer on the face bag.
Yeah, right. It could be that they go out for a jog or whatever the first four times that they, you know, they get the chef, but after that, it's over.
And it's the same thing with Uber. I mean, when you're getting, when someone's driving you around or in a self-driving car, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be taking a nap? Are you going to be watching a movie? Are you going to be in front of the face bag, typing away? So, I mean, what are you
something
actually
like
getting
that
accomplished? Are you actually, is this actually going
are you
to
gonna
better,
be more productive?
Is it going to better humanity?
Or that's a good question.
Is it just one
depends
more nail in the coffin?
Yeah. I worry that we're going to end up like the fat people on WALL-E.
Yes.
Now, what was that for people who haven't seen the movie?
Yeah, it's a movie that, spoiler alert,
by the way,
I don't know why I have to give spoiler alerts on movies that are 5 years old or whatever the hell WALL-E is. It's
older than that.
Yeah, probably older. Ten years old.
Yeah.
It's a movie about huge future human race that has left Earth because they polluted the heck out of it. You've heard this storyline before, and now they want to come back, but they're all basically these infantile giant babies on motorized carts on a huge luxury craft. They know nothing. They're useless. Bags of flesh.
And all the robots, are taking care of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they've been very kind about, their human wards.
Well, it was a Disney movie. The other movies that have the robots.
This is Pixar.
Yeah. Right.
And it's. I think it's one of the more bleak of the Pixar films that have come out in recent memory.
I think it says wonderful things about current tech. I mean, WALL-E, survived for, I don't know how long, 1,000 years or whatever he survived on Earth. The little new robot they sent down, she like got pretty quickly.
He reminds me of what's the 5-0 Johnny's Alive from the 80s. It's one of the first robot movies I ever saw.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Short Circuit. Yeah.
Yeah, and its sequel.
Anyways, WALL-E looks just like Short Circuit.
Uh-huh.
And the high-tech robot that comes down to inspect is this, sphere, and it's got all...
It looks like an Apple mouse. The one,
We're giving way too much away, because this is where... I would say this is worth watching. It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
I enjoyed it. But, yeah, I mean, that's certainly... I agree with you, Conan. It really just depends on how we use this technology. And technology's always been a double-edged sword for people. You've got, as you said, the face bag, the Facebook, this huge time sink that people pour so much effort into. And for what? What does it really bring to the table? I've managed to wean myself off of being addicted to Facebook, and my life is better for it, but yet I'm still on it.
Huh? What's your system?
I refuse to click the notifications globe, which I used to click addictively, like every time there was one notification. I started at 5. I made myself wait till 5, and then I made myself wait till 10 after I'd done like 5 for a week. And then I made myself wait until 20 notifications, and then I went up to 30, and then 50, and then I jumped to 100. But the problem is that it takes way too long now to get to 100, so I cranked it back to 75. So 75 is my spot right now, and that usually means I'm not clicking notifications except for maybe like 2 to 3 times a week at this point, instead of 2 to 3 times an hour, or 2 to 3 times every 10 minutes or something like that. So that has been helpful to me. It doesn't mean I'm not on Facebook, but it does mean I'm not as prolific there. I'm not on it as often. Because I feel like I have to be, because we've got, the Free Talk Live AMP forum, for instance. It would be wrong of me to say, hey, you can come talk to some of the hosts on Facebook, and then I'm not one of those hosts. So.
I find myself the biggest time sink for Facebook is I'll make a comment on some thread where I think somebody's wrong.
And you'll get battling with somebody.
Right.
I see you do this still.
Right. Yeah. Somebody's wrong on an issue.
Yeah.
Somebody says, voting's immoral.
And you're going to fix them there and then.
I'm going to go and I'm going to ask them questions that, then has their mind wrap around the point of view that they're mistaken, And there, it just doesn't seem to happen very often.
No.
And so when I find them kind of getting, squirrely on me, I'm like, why don't you just call in on this? And they never do that either. I have.
Because then you can hold them to account. Because when you have a real conversation with somebody, you can zero in on a point that they would otherwise dodge on Facebook.
They just don't answer the question, right? I was having a conversation. Somebody asked me, well, where in the world has libertarianism ever worked? And I'm like, well, I don't want to write the essay that says, you can Google this first off. The answer for you is out there.
You have to retype the things that have already been typed.
Right. So I can go ahead and Google some stuff for you. But, here's a short answer. Cruise ships. Right? I just say, cruise ships. They're a place where you, you know, willingly relocate to, you know, and you've got, you know, all the things at your disposal, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, it's a dictatorship. The captain's in charge. I'm like, when was the last time you had a captain do an execution on a cruise ship? Because I can tell you in Texas, they're doing one like every week.
Walk the plank, son.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We're going to give Patrick one more try in Ohio. He had a connection issue earlier. Patrick, are you with us?
Hi. I think that this idea of Walmart taking over Whole Foods would be a great idea because Walmart is already the world's largest seller of organic foods.
Really?
And every place where you have a Whole Foods market, there's usually a Walmart nearby.
Hmm.
So they could just be able to drop off deliveries at the Whole Foods market and the Walmart.
Well, it's only speculation right now that Walmart might get involved. The deal seems to be on the table for Amazon, but it may not be a done deal yet. So we don't know what's going to happen. Anything else, Patrick?
How do you think Amazon will handle the Whole Foods that a lot of people have become used to? Do you think they'll keep the name, or do you think they'll just run it through the ground and try to make it as cheap as possible? Before you know it, we're eating soy and green.
I predict it'll be a flop if Amazon gets it. I mean, Whole Foods Market is, actually, it's not just organic. It's very small. I've been in over 100 Whole Foods markets across the country. And actually, the organic produce section is not that big at Whole Foods Market. They sell a lot of dry goods, and they sell, like, a lot of wines and beers, and Walmart could handle all that. So I think it would be really great if Walmart got, and plus they'd add stability too, you know, because Walmart is not going to go out of business anytime soon.
Patrick,
but I'm going to go to
yep.
Oh, you bet. Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Actually, it kind of sounds like Amazon would handle it very well. If they're specializing in wine and dry food, cereal and stuff, and grains, it sounds like Amazon could handle this nicely.
Well,
as long as they build some more warehouses.
It all remains to be seen. The nice thing about when corporations make decisions is that you usually don't have to deal with the ramifications. It's on them. So, you know, I was recently reading a meme about how Yahoo failed to buy Google for $1 billion in like 2000, then had another opportunity to buy it for like $4 billion in 2004 or something like that. It just kept on flopping. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Yahoo will probably, I mean, they're a mess. They're going to be out of business, you know, at some point in the relatively near future. I think they've been sold. And, you know, Google's just trucking along. Good decisions, bad decisions, it benefits them, and they're the ones that are the masters of their life.
Well, I guess it depends on how much help they're getting from the government, how much subsidies they're getting, how much benefits. And if they get so big and they have so many employees that someone, some legislator decides, hey, we need to help this company that's flopping around. We need to give them some stimulus money.
Yep.
More coming up here. You can share your thoughts on the future of technology and humans' interactions with it. Hour number 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.